Seeing Beyond is funded by Bonnie Colleen, its advertisers, some of the guests who receive promotional consideration, and by sale of products. Seeing Beyond, Bonnie Colleen, and the owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions or business practices of guests and sponsors. What you hear on Seeing Beyond is not a substitute for professional and medical advice. Seeing Beyond does not recommend a path for anyone to follow, but offers the opportunity for you to explore new ideas. Choose to work with the people and products that support your beliefs. We want always to respect your personal boundaries.
Second hour of Seeing Beyond today. It's always so great to be with you. And if you want to find out more about our scheduling, that's all available on the homepage of our website. Yes, I always put who's going to be on the program in advance up there. It stays up there for a whole week so you can check in and see who's on, what they're going to be talking about, get their phone number, and even a link over to their website. So just go to seeingbeyond.com, and up at the very top it'll say calendar, and you can go to recent schedules and past schedules. Recent schedules is this week. So we're going to be talking about SNR Angels with Linda Cross Anderson, and we're going to be opening up the phone lines early, inviting you to call in and see if maybe one of your angels has a message for you. Who knows? Well, these are very exciting times we're in. Let's see what Lance has to say about the Sky Watch for today, and we'll be back seeing beyond.
This is Sky Watch for Wednesday, June 23rd. Stop and go. Astrological skies are cloudy and confusing Wednesday morning. Caution lights are up. The sun squares Jupiter at 6:21 a.m., and the boss is upset. Something's not right. The moon sextiles Saturn, but then squares dreamy Neptune at 8:33 a.m., and then the moon turns void, of course, until she enters optimistic Sagittarius at 11:10 a.m. Ah, the energy in the heavens shifts, changes for the better at this moment, and green lights come on for important calls and business once the moon changes signs. Luna will joyfully sextile Jupiter and sextile Uranus by 2:52 p.m. this afternoon, increasing the chances you'll be successful in your mission today. Plus, people are more likely to give you the benefit of the doubt when the moon is in Sagittarius. Evening skies are good for social plans. Yeah, reach out. If your birthday is this week, June 20th through the 26th, the rebellious, inventive, and crazy pair of Jupiter and Uranus in Aries also light up your new solar return, Cancer. However, they're making a square to your sun, which means this is likely to be a turning point year in your life. You can be the agent of change or the victim, but things cannot stay the same. Mars and Saturn are in Virgo in your new solar return, encouraging you to get new tools and to work on your craft. You can make great strides in 2010, especially since artistic Venus is in creative Leo in your new solar return. That's a good sign for romance, too, and finding new sources of pleasure in the months ahead. This is a good year to experiment and to start new chapters in your life. The Aries energy disturbs your nest, but makes you aware of better choices and avenues of growth. The future is calling you, Cancer. Times change. I'm Lance Ferguson.
And I am Bonnie Colleen. It's good to be here with you this hour. Thank you for listening. And I want to remind you that we're being streamed live thanks to KEST Radio. All you have to do is go to KEST Radio.com. So tell your friends in Europe, in Russia, in Asia, wherever they happen to be, that they can hear me and our inspiring guests at KESTRadio.com. Well, this is going to be a highly interactive hour as I have invited Linda Cross Anderson back to the program. She's a natural empathic intuitive, master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, specializing in angel readings, which means that we're going to be seeing if your angels have something to say to you today. She also specializes in Celtic runes and tarot. She has high standards of ethics and respect that allow her to provide you with insight into relationships, family, career, or any challenges you may face. She helps to empower you to release old patterns of fear, anger, poor self-esteem, spiritual blockages, and more. Linda, it's good to have you back on Seeing Beyond. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's good to be back.
Well, I told people that we're going to be opening up the phone lines early, and you're going to be helping them to connect to their angels. I can't think of a time on the planet that's more important for us to feel like there is an angelic presence. And with some things that are going on right now, we might wonder if the angels haven't flown back to where they came from.
Oh, no.
So I think that there are some people out there who are going, wait a minute, where's my help right now? I need you more than ever. Talk a little bit about how we can really hear what our angels have to say, because they haven't gone anywhere. We may just not be hearing them.
Well, I don't think the reason you're not hearing them, or not you in particular, but people, they're not listening. They're so wrapped up in what's happening on planet me that they're not right. They're not paying attention to what's going on. You know, they're not seeing all the signs. They're not hearing the frequencies coming through their head.
All right, sometimes it does come in the form of a voice that we know isn't our own, because in my case, for example, when this happens, it is something that I wasn't even thinking about, perhaps, or it's in a voice that is not my own. I've had it happen when it's woken me up out of a sound sleep and completely changed the direction of my life. What are some of the signs that you have gotten or some of your clients have gotten from the angels so that you've known that there was something significant to pay attention to, A, and B, that you knew this was coming from a benevolent entity?
Well, you know, I used to hear my name spoken a lot, and I'd always think that I was kind of going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me, no, you're not. But basically, the angels speak to us in a frequency, because they're pure energy. So if somebody hears like a ringing in their ears or a high-pitched sound, people could be hearing this for years and not realize what that is. And that's the angels speaking to us. And if they just stop and think about what they were thinking of at that particular moment, then the answer will come to them.
You know, this has happened to me many, many times, even as a child. Now, don't ask me how I knew that this was coming from a benevolent entity. I wouldn't have at that point in time said it was an angel, but just because I didn't know that. But what I did know, even as a child, was, and I'm not talking about tinnitus here, nor are you. We're talking
right.
about when everything is completely normal, and then we hear this like a ringing or a buzzing in our ears for just a matter of seconds. And
right.
I knew even as a child that, well, the way I would put it is that I was supposed to pay attention to whatever I was thinking or what was happening right then in that moment.
Well, there's an old saying, you know, if you hear ringing in your ears, someone's thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the angels are thinking about you. They're trying to communicate. You know, there's also a lot of different ways. Coins, finding coins on the ground, feathers, seeing a succession of numbers like 333 or 1111, rainbows, cloud formations in the form of, you know, an angel. What's one huge? Oh, hummingbirds. I get hummingbirds, and I know something good's happening.
Okay, Linda, do you want to know how psychic you are?
How psychic am I, Bonnie?
Okay, hear this, Linda.
Okay.
Yesterday, I'd had quite a day, and I was exhausted, so I decided I was going to take a book and go sit out on my patio and read for a half an hour if I didn't fall asleep.
Right.
And I really didn't care which one it was, but I was in this really good book and I was reading it. It's called The Fourth Turning, if anybody's interested. It's all about the cycles of history and where we are right now. It's quite interesting, The Fourth Turning. Anyway, so I was turning the pages and reading the book, and all of a sudden I heard this. I looked over and there was a hummingbird, and I am not kidding you, it was literally a foot from my head. It was like ready to drink nectar from a flower, only it was coming right to me. And I went, whoa, I turned my head and it left. It did that three times. Three times, Linda. And it was so dramatic that my daughter was coming over for dinner And when she got there, I said, oh my gosh, you'll never believe what just happened to me. All right. And then you bring up hummingbirds. Now, I happen to know, at least in the cards that I have, the animal cards that I have, the animal totem cards, that the hummingbird is about bringing joy into your life.
Right.
But what do you, what do the angels have to say about hummingbirds? I think that is just so trippy that you would bring that up today.
Well, to me, when, you know, I think of what the angels tell me, it's always something good's going to happen. It's kind of a luck sort of thing. But, you know, that can translate into joy as well. So that's what they say it means to me.
All I know is it was so significant. And I'll tell you, those hummingbirds, you could probably look it up on the internet and find out how many times per second their wings go. But,
right.
I mean, it sounded like a jet plane. I was thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, every time these little beings float, fly around, they must be hearing this huge noise. Of course, they, I'm sure, are used to it. But it was just an amazing, amazing thing to think that something that little, that wild, would make so much noise and be so close to my ear. I mean, it was right by my head, right by my ear.
Well, you know, it's so funny because they come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And that's what's bizarre. You know, I can be at my kitchen sink doing dishes and I don't have a feeder around. And all of a sudden, there it is.
Right. Another one of my animal totems is the red-tailed hawk, and I actually had a hawk come right in front of my windshield as I was driving by South San Francisco on Highway 101, and I was going, wow, that must be a message for me, because where in the world would this hawk have come from? I mean, the top of some big factory building?
Right, right.
Where did you learn about the angels? I mean, obviously, we all know about angels from our childhood, but I mean, to really work with people to help them to get messages from their angels.
Well, like I say, they just have to listen, and they have to know what the signs are. That's the huge thing. I mean, people have been having these experiences for years and just never paid attention to them.
But where did you learn how to help people to do that?
I learned through Charles Virtue, who's the son of Doreen Virtue.
And that would be fantastic. In fact, folks, Doreen Virtue is coming back to San Francisco this September. I don't know the exact date, but it'll be very exciting to have her back here.
And I'll be there.
I bet you will.
I just saw her. I took a class, a past life regression class from her in Kona last March.
Oh, she is absolutely phenomenal. So you really learned how to help people to communicate with their angels. What kinds of messages can you help them to, shall I say, translate?
Well, it all comes down to where you're at that very moment, okay? You could be thinking, oh, gosh, I don't know. It could be as simple as being in Nordstrom looking at a pair of shoes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A couple pair of shoes, and you're looking at the brown pair going, I really like those, but what will those go with? And then you're looking at the black pair going, I really like those, what will they go with? And then all of a sudden you hear this ringing in your ear. Well, what do you think that means?
Mm-hmm. Go with the black ones.
You got it. So it's as simple as that.
Now, when people call in today, Linda, are you going to be able to help them to get some messages from their angels, to connect with their angels?
Sure I can.
Well, I love that. And we're going to be putting out our phone number in just a bit, inviting you to call in and talk with Linda Crowe Sanderson and hopefully talk with your angels. To what can you credit your gifts, Linda?
Well, I credit a lot of them is the inspiration and the nurturing from, you know, the female part of my family. My great-grandmother was a medium. And my mother was a minister in Sylvia Brown's church. And so I've taken on. So we're kind of four generations here.
You are so lucky because so many of us were raised in families that poo-pooed all of this stuff, as my family would say. So to have two matriarchs in your family who are into spirituality and metaphysics, who honor it, believe in it, and nurture it in their offspring is just so fortuitous, not only for you, Linda, but also for our Seeing Beyond listeners.
Well, you know, it's amazing because the first encounter I can think of was when I was little, and I was looking out my bedroom window, which faced, we lived on a cul-de-sac, faced the street. And I woke up early, early one morning, and I looked out, and there was this beautiful woman in a white flowing dress. I don't remember seeing the wings, but, you know, they were probably there. I just remember seeing this woman in this flowing white gown with long blonde hair, and she was kind of floating down the street. And when she got to, like, the, it sounds awful, but the sewer grate, she disappeared. And so I told my mother about it, and she said, well, Linda, that was your guardian angel.
Oh.
Where so many other parents would say, you didn't see anything. Go back to bed. And so, you know, so that was the sort of thing. It was just acceptable in my home.
Well, we've already got folks calling in, and I haven't even put out the phone numbers, so let me do that right now. If you'd like to find out what your angels have to say for you or to you on this significant day, because if they're coming in to talk with you, this is a significant day for you. Our number to be on the air with me, I'm Bonnie Colleen, and my guest, Linda Cross Anderson, is 415-543-8255. That's 415-543-8255. And Linda has a very special offering for you Seeing Beyond listeners, 50% off of readings. That's $66 for a full hour reading, $33 for a half an hour reading. Just say you heard her on Seeing Beyond and book by July 4th, and that will be the price for you. So again, 50% off of readings, $66 per hour, $33 per half an hour. She's also going to be doing angel readings and regression therapy at the Healing Art Expo, June 26th at the Divine Science Community Center, 10 to 6 p.m. That's in San Jose, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
All righty. And here is the number to call for Linda Cross Anderson. It's toll-free, 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Find out more about Linda Cross Anderson and her work at wingsoflove.com. Just spell love, L-U-V, wingsoflove.com. All right, all of our lines are filled, but when you hear somebody hang up, you can call in at 415-543-8255. I'm glad you're with us. I'm Bonnie Colleen, and you are Seeing Beyond. If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419.
Curious about your past lives? Hypnotherapist Paradiso will talk about their impact on us today on Wednesday night at East West Bookstore. On Thursday, join Cela Randazzo for fascinating insights into the power of crystals and rock medicine. Renowned channeler Hector Parra will talk about conversations with spirit on Friday and then offer private readings on the weekend. And don't miss Sharon Lund on Saturday and Sunday. The subject is Dying to Live.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
Our guest this hour, Linda Cross Anderson, is available for couple and one-on-one counseling sessions. Her angel readings consist of communication with the angels, specifically your guardian angels, to provide you with spiritual guidance. She acts on your faith and desire to help ensure a positive outcome to your life, questions, and concerns. By the way, Linda is available for readings at parties, workshops, and lectures. Gift certificates are available, and she accepts payment in cash, of course, check or credit through PayPal. Again, her number, toll-free, 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Well, Linda, people are clamoring to talk with you. Are you ready to take a few calls?
I'm ready.
All right. This is Sarah. Sarah is in San Jose. You've been waiting a long time. You called in even before I put out the phone number. So you're eager for something. What is it you'd like to know, Sarah?
My dream is to move to Southern California. I don't know why I'm drawn to... I'm drawn to Hay House, actually, and it's probably because of Doreen Virtue, because I'm not sure where she's living now. Maybe she's in Hawaii, but she was in San Diego. And
yeah, she lives in Hawaii.
I just want to go to the San Diego area. I don't know why I'm so drawn to there. You know, I've got a house here, and hopefully I can sell it and then move and buy. I know that some of the houses can be less money in San Diego, and so that's what I'm hoping to do.
All righty. What do Sarah's angels have to say for her, Linda?
Well, Sarah, can I speak with your angels? Sarah?
I'm sorry, I can't hear her.
Sarah?
Can you hear?
Yes.
Can I speak with your angels?
Oh, please.
Okay, thank you. The angels work on free will, so we need to ask first. Okay, the angels are saying you're drawn to the water. At one point in your life, you were a water being. And that
I was a water, I'm sorry, what did you say?
A water being. Okay.
I believe I was.
And so that's why they're saying that San Diego's a good place for you. My son lives in San Diego. So your house prices are probably going to be comparable to what you're paying here. But it's absolutely doable.
So the angels are giving her a green light on that? They feel like that would be good for her?
Yes.
Do they say anything about why that would be desirable? Why is that a better location for Sarah?
Because of the water.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not much water around San Jose itself. So, Sarah, have a good journey. And you know what? If you're looking for a job at Hay House, well, my contact person there, I'm going to miss her so much, is leaving to go somewhere else, and somebody's just taken her position. So they do have some turnover there. So good luck.
Oh, great.
Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. That means we've got Sarah's line available at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. What is your angel or angels have to say to you? Lenora in San Francisco, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What's your question for Linda?
And mine's sort of the same. I'm selling my house, and I have an option to move to Fresno or to or stay in this Bay Area, and I'm just wondering what my angels have to say about that.
Well, Lenora, can I speak with your angels?
Yes, please.
Okay. They like the more rural atmosphere for you.
Uh-huh.
And when we're outside and we're outside in nature, that's a lot easier for us to communicate with the mm-hmm. angels.
Okay.
They also like, Fresno's kind of at the base of the foothills.
Right.
You know, around Yosemite area. Mm-hmm. And they feel that's a good area for you.
Okay.
So I could definitely see a move for you there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at selling your home, you can find an awesome home there.
Yes.
And it would be a very good move for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Lenora. And I'll tell you, I get lots of new friends there, some really important connections. So thank you for calling in. That means we've got Lenora's line available, 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. What do your angels have to say to you? This is Jean in Pleasant Hill. Hi, Jean. You're on with Bonnie Colleen and Linda Cross Anderson.
Hi, Linda. Thank you.
Hi, Jean. Can I speak with your angels?
Yes.
Thank you.
What's your question, Jean?
It's about a possible career change and maybe teaching in a college or speaking.
Okay. The angels are giving you a definite green light with that.
Mm.
There's no reason you can't achieve that. Have you ever taught before?
Pardon?
Have you ever taught before? Are you teaching now?
I'm working in another capacity right now. No, I haven't taught on the college level.
Okay. Well, the degrees, it's not that difficult to get a degree to teach at the college level, and the angels feel you have a lot of knowledge that should be shared.
Okay. Is there one particular angel that I should focus on?
I get, are you talking archangel? I'm getting somebody that's coming in, this is funny, and you guys will laugh at the names I get, but the first thing that popped in my head was you have a guardian angel named Harvey. I know, you think of a big rabbit, right?
Right.
I get some of the funniest names when I do my workshops, and I will, you know, tell people what their guardian angels are. Even though we have many, but that's just one of them.
Hmm. Okay.
And a lot of times they'll say, I have an Uncle Harvey who passed away like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, you know.
Well, thank you very much for the information. Is there any timing involved with this transition?
This is all by divine timing.
Okay.
I basically live in the now.
Okay.
And there's nothing we can do about the timing. So
It's
kind of funny because when we manifest things, people want tomorrow or yesterday, and it doesn't always happen that way. But I would see within the next year or so.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Gene. And remember, everything you've done in the past, you're building on for this new future. All righty, that means Gene's number is available at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back. Our guest is Linda Kroos Anderson. She helps you to connect through your angels, through to your angels. She also does the Celtic runes and tarot. She does regression therapy, hypnotherapy, and she's available for readings at parties, workshops, and lectures. Gift certificates are available. She takes PayPal if you want to put this on your credit card. And her special offering is 50% off of readings if you book by July 4th. That means $66 for an hour, $33 for a half an hour. Just say you heard her on Seeing Beyond. She's also going to be doing angel readings and regression therapy at the Healing Art Expo June 26th, and that's in San Jose at the Divine Science Community Center all day long, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Her number, 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Her website, wingsofloveluv.com. By the way, that contact information and even a link over to her website is right there on the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Just go to seeingbeyond.com. There in the top margin, you're going to see calendar. Click on that and go to today's date, and you'll get all the information you need to connect with Linda Kroos Anderson. We've got more, including your calls, as we continue to see beyond.
A special announcement for all you Seeing Beyond listeners. This is Dave Stouter, owner of Apple Health Foods. Many of you know me as host of The Vitamin Shelf. Comes on this station, KEST, every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. We're starting a second hour on Monday. Every Monday from 7 to 8 a.m. and Thursday, you can listen to the best cutting-edge, up-to-date nutritional information that's available on the radio. Again, I invite you to tune in every Thursday and Monday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Be there.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650 770-321-6419.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
We are back. I am Bonnie Colleen. We're here with Linda Cross Anderson. She's an ordained metaphysical minister. Her education consists of a degree in social science from Foothill College, a certification in clinical trials management from UC Santa Cruz Extension. She's a graduate of the Marhatis Enlightenment Center under Reverend Maxie Harper and an advanced certification in the Angel Certification Program under Charles Virtue, who, of course, is the son of Doreen Virtue. She has master's and bachelor's degrees in metaphysics and is currently working on a PhD in philosophy, specializing in metaphysical counseling through the University of Sedona in Arizona. That's probably the reason at some very metaphysical level that our last caller called in, wanting to know more about teaching at the college level, because it does involve that higher education. Well, Linda, it's so good to have you here with us. Now, you got a very generous offering for Seeing Beyond listeners, and that's 50% off of your readings, only $66 for an hour, $33 for a half an hour. Can they see you in person, or does this need to be over the telephone?
Either way. I'm located in Mountain View. So if you're close to Mountain View, you're more than welcome. I have an office in my home, or we can do it over the phone.
Okay, great. And the number again is 888-WINGS-58. Now, what happens when somebody calls you for that longer session, either a half an hour or an hour?
What happens? We talk. What I generally do is they give me their issue, and then I'll bring out the cards, and I will see what the angels have to say through the cards, and we just take it from there.
And so they should come to you with a list of questions so that they, you know, sometimes if I go to see somebody like yourself, I want to have a list of questions so I don't forget anything.
Oh, yeah, that's key, because you will forget something.
So are there any misconceptions that your clients have regarding your work, Linda?
Yes. They don't. One of the huge misconceptions is that it won't work.
Mm.
Okay? Because as we talked about when we first came on, you know, all the things that are going around, that things are askew for them and all that sort of thing. They, you know, they're looking at the lack. They're not looking at what they've received. I'm huge into manifestation, and I teach, you know, all my clients manifestation. And I did a workshop on Friday night at Inner Journey in Los Gatos.
I love that place.
Yeah, I do too. And it was great because it was a great learning experience for everyone, because I had a couple people that said, well, you know, this is going on with me, this is going on with me, I need money for this, I need money for that. And one girl said, I got this new client today, and that's great because it will take care of this, but it's not going to take care of that. And I said, well, you have to be grateful for what it is going to be, what it will take care of, and have faith that the other will be taken care of as well. You know, it comes in pieces, and we have to be specific on what our needs are. And that's a lot of what happens with people, is they don't get specific. They generalize too much.
What approach do you take with your clients that perhaps makes you different from other readers?
Well, I'm very, let's see, how can I say this? I don't want to, you know, degrade anybody else's way, but I'm very honest with them. I'm very upfront with them. I don't, you know, it's a very positive experience, yet I'm very down to earth. And I'll tell them exactly what the issue is.
And you said you use cards on occasion. Are these the Doreen Virtue Angel cards? Which cards do you use?
Yes, I do use the Doreen Virtue Angel cards.
I love her cards. Well, we've got people who have been waiting a long time. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Franny in Sausalito. Hi, Franny.
Hello.
Hi there. I think you've been a long-time listener, haven't you?
A long time.
Oh, good. Well, welcome to the program. What is your question for your angels to address?
I would like some guidance as to the best things to help with my sensitive eyes issues. What do I need more of and what do I need less of? Is there an emotional component? I'm doing some acupressure and using some eye drops, but I know that there may be something more that I could be doing that I'm not aware of, so I need some guidance.
Hi, Franny. This is Linda. May I speak with your angels?
Absolutely.
Okay. They're telling me that there's something that happened in a past life that has to do with your eyes.
Oh.
And a past life regression would be wonderful for you. You'll find out exactly what the problem is.
Okay.
And, you know, without conducting that, you know, I really can't go into more detail, but they're telling you that that's the route you should take, that they're feeling it is an emotional issue. It's not a physical issue. And I'm not a doctor, so I'm, you know, that's as far as I go, but a past life regression would be wonderful for you.
Okay. And is anything that I'm doing now helpful? Should I continue to do some of the things that I'm doing until I get this reading?
Well, do they make you feel better?
Yes, to a degree.
Well, then keep doing them.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Franny, we're so glad you're a listener. Thanks for calling in. We've got Franny's line available at 415-543-8255, 415-543-TALK. This is Barbara in San Francisco. Hi, Barbara.
Hello.
What's your question for your angels?
Excuse me. I'm in a pretty big shift right now, and it's really affecting my finances, and I'm getting like heart chakra, something going on.
Okay. Hi, this is Linda. I'm sorry. What was your first name?
I was Barbara.
Deborah.
Barbara.
Barbara. I'm so sorry. Can I speak with your angels, Barbara?
Sure.
Okay. I was really paying attention to your question, and when you said, okay, financial shift and heart chakra, so what's the issue with your heart chakra? I don't understand that.
Well, I'm supposedly an instant manifester, and it's some type of receiving issue.
Okay.
For actually bringing it in for me.
Okay. So the angels are telling me that you're not, that it would be beneficial to you to open that heart chakra. Sit and look at it as it's a fan blade going around and around and around. And as that fan blade goes around, your chakra will open up. Now, in regard to the financial issues, we're going through a great deal of change right now with the summer solstice that just happened. And you want to be really gentle with yourself. But regarding the financial issue, is talk to Archangel Michael and ask him to help you with financial abundance. Okay? We need to be specific because if you ask for abundance, it could be an abundance of anything.
Right.
So if money is the concern, you want to ask for financial abundance and make sure that you thank him.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in. All righty, then that means it's Christina's turn. Christina is in San Jose. Good morning, Christina, and what's your question?
Good morning. My question is if the angels see a future with someone in my life.
Okay. Christina, may I speak with your angels?
Yes.
Okay. They do. And I'm getting a B. Does his name have a B in it?
I don't know. I have anybody with me, around me.
You haven't met this person yet?
Oh.
Have you or you haven't?
Have not.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a name with a B in it. But please, don't focus on every Bob or Bill or, you know, anybody with a B in it that, you know, you meet going, this is the one. Because, you know, I hate to say that, but I just wanted to tell you that that's what I strongly felt. And this person is going to come into your life.
And how soon in the future?
Well, I don't like to go there, but what I got was in the next couple months.
Okay.
So it's going to be within this summer.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Yes.
All righty. Well, Linda, meet Linda. Here's Linda in San Jose.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. This is Linda.
You have permission to speak to my angel.
Thank you.
I just want to know what they think is the most important thing for me to concentrate on right now.
Oh, man, what I got immediately was yourself.
Well, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, but knowing something and implementing it are two different things. So are you taking care of yourself?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Okay, are you exercising, eating the right foods, taking Linda time?
I could eat better, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, balancing your obligations, you know, make sure that everything, you know, all your buckets are equal.
Oh.
Because, see, if we don't take care of ourselves, then we don't radiate that positivity that brings things to us.
Okay.
And so that is the key place to start.
In fact, Linda, I don't know if you were listening to the beginning of the program, but Linda Gross Anderson mentioned the fact that sometimes your angels can come in the form of a hummingbird. And yesterday, I had completely different plans, but I was tired. I'd had quite a day. And so I decided I would just sit down and read a book or not. By or not, I meant I might have just even fallen asleep. I had about a half an hour before my daughter was coming over for dinner, and I just went, you know, I'm going to take some time for me. I gave up the plans that I had in that half an hour and just sat down. And it was because I took that time and happened to be there and was in that peaceful state that this hummingbird came by literally a foot away from my head, not once, but three times. But you know, you got to take this time that Linda is talking about if you're going to get those kinds of messages. It's all about being aware. So thank you so much for calling in. Well, Elaine, we're going to bip out for a quick break, but we will come back and take your call. And we do have Elaine available at 415-543-8255. 415-543-8255. Linda, I don't know why I'm asking this question, but I get something about the future for you. What would you like to be doing in the future?
Well, this is so funny because last time I did your show, the commercial came on for the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy.
One of my favorite places.
And it resonated with me. So I called and I enrolled and I got my certification. And so now I'm continuing on with clinical hypnotherapy.
And don't you love Dorothy Tayo? Isn't she just a hoot?
Oh, she is. And, you know, she has been so sweet. My husband likes to come, and he'll just sit in, and she's given him his own little office. I mean, it's just really cute. So, anyway, I'm going to continue with the school. So what I'm looking to do in the future is I really want to go into the area of hypnotherapy and medical hypnotherapy.
I think you might even be teaching at the school if you want my psychic hit.
Thank you. That would be awesome.
Well, Linda is available for you. What's on the docket for you? What's up for you? These are times of huge transformation and change, but they're also times of great opportunity. But you need that imagination that Dr. Catherine Athens and I were talking about the earlier hour. You need to be aware. You need to be willing to get out of the rut of doing it this way because you've always done it this way. So
Right. Hear
what your angels have to say. First of all, you can call in and be on the air with us at 415-543-8255, 415-543-8255, or you can call Linda Kroes Anderson. She's got a wonderful offering for you, 50% off of her readings if you book by July 4th. That's $66 for an hour reading, $33 for a half an hour reading. You can see her in her office in Mountain View, or she does lots and lots of her readings over the telephone. She even accepts payments through PayPal. And here is the number to call, 888-WINGS-58. That's 888-WINGS-58. Her website, wingsofloveluv.com. All that information right there on the calendar section of our Seeing Beyond website. We'll be back. Seeing Beyond.
Great news, everyone. Now you can listen to KEST on the web. Go to KESTradio.com and you can hear your favorite personal growth programs live. So tell your friends all over the world to tune in every weekday morning Pacific time from 6 to 11 for the best radio programs on improving your life. Tune in to KEST to hear the pioneer of personal growth radio, Bonnie Colleen of Seeing Beyond, best-selling author Dr. Len Saputo of Prescriptions for Health, world-renowned author and healer Master Shaw, and many more informative, inspiring, and insightful programs. KEST 1450 is the leader in personal growth radio and for over 20 years has brought positive change to the lives of thousands of people. KEST, now live on the web at KESTradio.com.
If you're ready to enjoy a new career or add dimension to your current one, therapeutic hypnosis is one of the fastest growing vocations in today's world and is a life-changing education. You can discover more about what hypnotherapy can do for you and your future on Wednesday, July 7th at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. This introductory evening begins at 6:30, so call them at 650-321-6419 to register and for more information. It's free of charge to Seeing Beyond listeners, but they do appreciate your registration, so call them at 650-321-6419. I am Bonnie Colleen. I'm here with Linda Kroes Anderson, and you, of course, she's a natural, empathetic, intuitive counselor, master clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, specializing in angel readings. And again, her number, 888-WINGS-58. That's 1-888-WINGS-58. Well, when you call in, I take your calls. This is Elaine in San Francisco. Hi, Elaine. How are you doing today?
Hi. Thank you for fitting me in.
You're fit in.
Okay. I'm calling actually about my mother. I'm sitting here with her. My mother is a 79-year-old woman. Her name is Barbara. She's had a very painful life, and I'm wondering, what can she do to find happiness in this life?
Hi, Elaine. This is Linda.
Hi.
Hi. May I speak with your angels, and can I ask Barbara if...
Yes, she's right here. She's listening.
Okay. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Now, Barbara, what do I want to say? What pops out into my head is past life regression. You've had a trend that's been going on, and you really need to look into what the issues are. There's something that has never been completed. And so in order for that to end and for you to find joy, you need to find out what that issue was, the reason why you're having so much pain, okay? And also, you know, in the interim, before you find that, you want to ask your angels to graciously bring joy into your life, and then be sure to thank them.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, and we wish you, Elaine, and your mother, Barbara, such wonderful peace and joy. Thank you for calling in. All righty. This is Jan in Marin. Hi, Jan.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your question for our guest, Linda Crowe Sanderson?
I do. I would like to know what my angels think of my relationship at this point in time and if they have any advice for me. Relationship with my boyfriend.
Okay. Hi, Jan. May I speak with your angels?
Yes, please.
Okay. Your angels are telling you to enjoy life for what it brings you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And how are things going with your boyfriend? Are you having issues with him?
No, in some ways things are great. We just, he travels quite a bit, and so we're separated a few days every week. So
okay. Well,
In some ways.
Okay. Well, they're telling you to embrace the time you have together, and actually this is a gift because you can spend those times where he's away concentrating on you.
Right.
Okay.
What I try and do.
And
okay.
Taking care of your needs. So
okay.
This is really pretty much a godsend relationship.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
I said this is pretty much a godsend relationship.
Yeah, I feel that way most of the time myself.
I know, but a lot of times when he's away, you're probably wishing he was there.
Yes, that's true.
You know, that's okay.
Yeah.
Then you just go and take care of something you need to take care of so that when you guys are together, you can have quality time.
Okay. Is there anything else they're saying I should do to make the relationship even better?
Well, just get your ducks in a row while he's gone. And enjoy your quality time together.
Okay.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Embrace it.
Okay.
And be grateful for that time.
Yeah.
Make best friends with yourself, Jan.
Sounds good to me.
Thanks for calling in. All right, this is Lana in Daly City. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your question of your angels and Linda Crowe Sanderson?
Hi, Linda. I was just wondering, I started my own business couple months ago, and I just wanted to see how what the future will bring. Is there anything I need to do to make it better and work on better?
Okay. Hi, Lana. Can I speak with your angels?
Yes, please.
Okay. They're telling me that it would be to your advantage to start a business plan. Have you ever started a business plan?
Yes.
Okay.
I finished that. And so pretty, the business is really already working. It's just to make it better.
Okay. You need to get the word out.
Mm-hmm.
You need to advertise.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ways you can do that now. So you want to start investigating that.
Okay.
One of the things to do is get somebody who is very internet astute and find out how you can get into prime positioning on the search engines and that sort of thing. And, you know, there's just so many ways that you can advertise yourself on the internet that don't even cost, that doesn't even cost anything. But you have to know, what was it, Gypsy Rose Lee said, you have to have a gimmick, and you got to have a gimmick. And sometimes we don't have the knowledge for that. So hiring somebody could be very good for you. Well, Linda, you know, it's always great to have you on the air with us. In your perspective, what would you say is the greatest service or advice you can offer to your clients?
Well, what I try to do, and, you know, this, if I was in this for the money, this would really shoot me in the foot because it would stop my repeat business. But I like to teach clients how to take care of things themselves. I give them the tools. I teach them how to work with it. And I'm always here in case they need additional help. But to me, that's what I'm here for, is to teach them how they can continue on.
Well, and I love the fact that you were a member of the pharmaceutical and device industry, and you've done that work for over, almost 20 years.
Yep.
So you really learned to balance between the worlds of conventional science and metaphysics. You can help people get a kind of a real grounded perspective when they're looking at their metaphysical and spiritual questions, when they're asking about their life's work, for example. What do you love most about your work?
I love teaching and helping people. I mean, that's what I'm here for. That, you know, everyone asks, what's my life purpose? You have to find that, and I've discovered that that is my life purpose. And so to be able to go into hypnotherapy and mix the medical community with the spiritual community, that is just an awesome concept to me.
Well, and as I said, I see in the future you actually teaching at the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. And as you could tell from the ad spots we've been running, they have an open house coming up on July 7th, and their new 101 classes are going to be starting. So the two alums are here together. I went to the Palo Alto School of Hypnotherapy. My goodness sakes, it had to have been about 1988, if you can even believe that. And to show you how much I valued it, I was a full-time teacher at that time and teaching at Watsonville High School, and I would drive all the way to Palo Alto every single Tuesday night to take those classes.
Wow.
So it was obviously important to me. And, you know, I think this is what's been coming through in the messages you've been giving to people today is, hey, if it's important to you, go for it. And
exactly.
Sometimes that means putting one step in front of the other. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to use your imagination and to manifest. All of that is very important. But it also oftentimes takes action. Well, if you want to get some clarity on where you are and where you might be going, our guest this hour, Linda Crowe Sanderson, has a wonderful special, 50% off of her readings. That's $66 an hour or $33 for a half an hour. Just to say you heard her on Seeing Beyond and Book by July 4th. She's also going to be doing angel readings and regression therapy at the Healing Art Expo. That's June 26th. At the San Jose Divine Science Community Center. Her number, 1-888-WINGS-58, 888-WINGS-58. All of that contact information is on the calendar section of the homepage of our Seeing Beyond website. Linda, we'll get you back on again real soon. Thanks so much for having been here.
Thank you, Bonnie.
I want to let you all know we'll be back this week. That's right, we've got Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. I hope you'll tell your friends. I hope you'll join us. I hope you'll continue to see beyond.
Hi, this is Dr. Len Saputo, and I want to let you know about my new book.